We begin the current daf Masechet Shabbos, daf Yud Gimel. We begin 5 lines up from the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues quoting the Mishnah from daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph on the bottom, that spoke about different achakas that were instituted on Erev Shabbos that a person should not go out with them because he might forget, he might come to carry them on Shabbos. And the Mishnah concluded by saying that Kayyotze Boy Lo Yuch LaZav, and similarly, that the Zav should not eat with the Zav. Both of them have Tumas Guf, they have Tumah that emanates from the body. They should not be eating with each other because it might come to bring Tehargal Aver. So the Gemara comments on this. Tanya, learn the Brayser, Shimon Laza Oimer, Boyer E, come and see, Adhechen parts of Tahar Bistral. See how widespread purity was in Kala Yisrael. And that is Shalash Anin, we didn't learn in our Mishnah, Lo Yoichel HaTorim Matameh. We didn't say that the pure man should not be eating with the impure woman. And that is because of erva that they might come to, so to speak, have relations, because they didn't have to say that, because all of Kala Yisrael, they ate their chulin in tahara impurity, and they didn't eat with their wives if they were tameyas. Rather, what we have to tell you was that when they're both tameh, when he's a zav and she's a zava, even then they shouldn't eat together. And that's for a different reason. That's because it might bring to dvar avera. And that is because they're not supposed to have relations because of the tumah that's coming out of the body. And that's why they shouldn't eat together, because that intimacy of eating together might create that environment. But definitely, when one was tar, we didn't have to tell you they shouldn't eat together because they were so makbid about eating their taharis in purity. And that's why we didn't have to say they shouldn't eat together. It was rather, even when they're both tumeyas, that's when we have to tell you because of hergel avera. Similarly, the brassa continues that kayotze boy, that a zav that's from the scrupulous, from the those who are called the perushim, the ones who are, so to speak, the tamid chacham, they were makbid about their taharas, they shouldn't eat together with a zav, someone that has a impurity that comes out of his body, that's an ama oretz, that's ignoramus. And what's the reason for shamir gilin esle? Because he might frequent to him, and they might come to, so to speak, be friends. So therefore, the Gemara asks, v'chimar gila esle mayhava. Who cares that, so to speak, that the Zav Amaretz will be frequenting the Zav Parish? What's wrong with that? So the Gemara says, Ele'ima shemiyach lenu dvarv tmeim. Rather, what the concern is that maybe he's going to eat him, he's going to give him something to eat that's tamei. Which the Gemara asks, Otu Zav Parish lav dvarv tmeim achel? Isn't the Zav, who even though he's a Parish, he's a big tzaddik, but isn't he also eating things which are tamei? Because whatever a Zav touches becomes tamei. So what's the concern about saying that he might come to feed him dvarm tmeim? Everything he eats is tamei once he touches it. So the Gemara gives two different shot in why a Zav Parish should not, so to speak, eat together with the Zav that's Am Oretz, even though they're both tamei. Am Abaya. Abaya says, Gzer shamech lena dvarm she'enim sekonim. The concern is that he might come to feed him, his friend, so to speak, his newfound friend, Am Oretz, might come to give him things which are not, did not have ma'aser taken from them, and that's definitely a halachic problem. Rava Amar, no. Rav Am Oretz ma'asen him. Most ignoramuses, most amaratzim, they do take off ma'aser. And therefore, we're not going to be goyzer or gzer li gzer. In other words, demai itself is a gzer, that we say when you take produce from Am Oretz that you have to take off ma'aser because we're concerned they didn't. That's one gzer, because most of them really do. We're not going to go ahead and make another gzer that they shouldn't, so to speak, be friends and eat together because he might come to give him from demai, which it itself is a gzer. Rather, what's the reason why he shouldn't be margalets loy? Why shouldn't he eat together with him? Maybe he might be might frequent with him, but he might come to feed him things which are tummy in the days when he's tar, and that's a problem, because when you're tar, you want to stay tar, and everything you eat should stay tar. So therefore, since the Zav Am Haaretz is, so to speak, he's not so understanding and not so nizer in the halachas of tumah, so therefore we're concerned that he might come to give him something that's tummy in the days when the Zav Parish is tar. Now the Gemara continues on this topic related to the hergel aver, that, so to speak, being together in an intimate situation might cause, so to speak, arayas, that they might have relations. The Gemara asks the following question. Ibailu, Nida, mahu shetishnim baila, can a Nida that has the halachas of tumah of Nida for 7 days, can she sleep with her husband, he be big dove, who be big doy, her in her garments, and him in his garments? And that is, if they could sleep in the same bed. For example, let's say if he's tamei, so therefore they won't be concerned about taharis. Or today, bisman hazeh, where there is no, so to speak, halachas of taharis anymore, we're all considered tameim anyway. So the question is, are we concerned about what's known as hergel aver, that if they're going to be sleeping in the same bed, although they're both wearing their clothing and they're, so to speak, they're separate in that effect, but it might come to cause them to be in an intimate situation? Or do we say that since there's what's known as a hecker, that is, it's a recognizable difference here because they're both wearing clothing, which is not the common practice when so to speak, husband and wife is in the same bed, so that way it'll remind them and it won't come to what's known as hergel aver. So the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yosef Tashma, I'll bring you right from the following halacha. We learned, Ha'oif oili magvin al ha'shulchan, that one's allowed to put chicken on the same table where there's cheese on it. In other words, if someone's eating on the table, so he's allowed to put chicken right next to cheese. And that is because this is the opinion of Beishame, that they hold basar oif, chicken, with milk, which is known as basar b'chalav, that's not the issa d'iraisa, because it has to be basar behema. It has to be meat from an animal. And from a chicken, from fowl, it's only itself an issa d'rabbanan. And therefore, Beishame say that they're not geizer halal oto achila. They don't say that, you know, chicken and milk, even if you'll eat it together, will be issa d'rabbanan. So now we don't say that you can't have it on the table because maybe you come to eat it together. That's what's known as a gzer l'gzer. That is, maybe you're going to come to eat it together. And maybe if you eat it together, that's a, so to speak, a problem of if you might come to eat animal meat together with milk, because chicken with milk is not even the issa d'rabbanan anyway. So that would be exactly gzeir. So therefore, Beishame says you're allowed to have it on the table together. However, the ain nechel, but they can't be eaten together, because that's issa d'rabbanan to have chicken and milk together. That's what's known as basar b'chalav d'rabbanan. Divrei Beishame, that's the opinion of Beishame. B'sil lo'imim no, lo'i oy l'b'loy nechel. It can't be brought onto the table, and it can't be eaten together. So what you hear from B'sil is that it's very similar to the case that we asked regarding the one bed. And that is because it's, so to speak, something that might come to bring to a situation of an iser, which is that if they're, so to speak, in bed with clothing, that might come to bring to a situation of gila arayis, of, so to speak, having tashmish with a nida, which is an iser. Here also it's saying that we're not allowed to have, so to speak, the chicken on the table together with the milk, because you might come to eat the chicken and the milk. Interesting. When it says, no, shani hasan, there it's different regarding putting the chicken on the table, which Beis Hillel hold that it's usr, the lekedeis. There it's different because there's no minds, what's called. In other words, there's no two people that should remind each other. And therefore, here it's different because here we have, so to speak, two different people, and they can remind each other, hey, that it's usr, so to speak, to have an intimate encounter. And that's why it's mutter, because although they're by the chicken, it's going to be usr because it might come to bring to something else. Therefore, we think the same situation would be regarding here when they're, so to speak, both clothed in the same bed, that should be usr. So that we say, no, that it's not usr because each one can remind each other that it's usr. As the Gemara says, it's reasonable to say this pshat that we just answered, that it's not a raya from there. The hecha, the ikadei ashani, that where there's two different opinions, that then there would be mutter, that it's, so to speak, that it's different than just, so to speak, because although it's something that might come to bring something else, but when you have two different people that can remind each other, that'll be mutter. The Ketan Sefer is learned in the Sefer. If Rishim Gimli Eloim, Meshneach Sinoim Oichel Nashulchan Echad, Zeh Oichel Basir, Vezeh Oichel Givinim. And that is, Rishim Gimli says that there's a difference regarding this halacha, but having milk and meat on the table at the same time. Although Beis Hillel said you can't have milk and meat, even chicken and meat, chicken and milk on the table at the same time. But Rav Shimon Gamliel says when there's two lodgers that are eating on one table, one's eating meat and one's eating cheese, that's okay. Ve'ein chayish, and we're not concerned. And that's the same idea that we're saying, that since there's two different people that will remind each other, so therefore we see that it's going to be mutter, although, so to speak, one might eat from the other's milk and one might eat from the other's chicken. So obviously we see this, you say they were answering that although we see that chicken on the table is also to have on the same time as milk, that's because you don't have anyone to remind you. So therefore it might come to cause. But here when they're both clothed, so therefore one will remind the other one, and that's why it's going to be mutter. So but the Gemara asks on this, but it's not true. V'lav itmala, didn't we learn regarding this exact halacha from Shemim Gamliel regarding the shneach sinoim, the two lodgers, that Amar Rav Chana bar Ami, Amar Shmuel, Leishanu Elashein Makirin Zezeh. We didn't say this heter, that one could be eating milk and one could be eating meat on the same table, and we're not concerned one's going to eat from the other, as we have the problem usually when we say you can't have both milk and meat on the table at the same time when you're eating by yourself. That's only when they don't know each other. And that is, so therefore one's not going to come to take from the other one. He doesn't know him. He's not going to take from his plate whatever he's eating. But we said, but when they recognize each other, when they know each other, then it's going to be usr. And therefore, v'hachinam makirin zezeh. So therefore, the Gemara says they're fakered. Here, they do know each other. Obviously, their husband and wife. I would hope they know each other. So therefore, it should be usr, even when there are two people. It should be the same as when chicken's on the table at the meat, as the milk at the same time, which is usr, because it might come to cause it. Here also, that since they both know each other, that's like shnai makirin zezeh, that they cannot eat on the table one milk and one meat, because then they might come to share from each other. So the Gemara says, no, hachi hashta, can you compare the cases? Hasam, they're over there by the achsanoyim, by the lodgers. Deis ikka shinu leka, that although we're talking about that they know each other, so therefore, although there's two different minds, but there's no deviation. In other words, there's no difference. And they didn't make any changes because they're eating the way they normally eat. So therefore, since they both know each other, so therefore we're concerned one might come to eat from the other, one thing might lead to the next, and one's going to be eating milk and meat, and the other one's going to be eating milk and meat. However, hachi ikadeis vikka shinui. Here, by the case that we're talking about, when he's clothed and she's clothed in the same bed, there's two milas, so to speak. And that's why we should not be concerned, and there should be mutter, because A, there's two different opinions, two minds. him and her, and therefore each one can remind the other that it's us to have Tashmish Amita. And then we have what's known as a deviation. They're doing something different. And that is because it's not the way normally to sleep with clothing on. Rather, it's so to speak, bare. But Kiruv Basa, as the Pasuk says, She'er Ksusavay Nasa, and the Gemara says that She'er, when it says that there's a requirement for the husband to sleep with the wife, with She'er, that's Kiruv Basa. That means that, so to speak, no clothing that's interposing between them. And that is, if he says, I want to sleep with clothing, and her with her clothing, the halacha is, and the Gemara Ksuba says, Yetziv Yitin Ksuba, he has to go give her a Ksuba. So therefore, the fact that they're wearing clothing is a shina, it's different than normally. So that, together with the fact that there's two different opinions, will be a heter, and therefore it's going to be different than the case of two people that know each other, where there's only, so to speak, dais, and there's no shin, there's no heker. And that's similar to the aloha when each one is eating on their own placemat, which is something different than they normally do. So then that's the same idea, that you'll have a shinui, because they'll be eating differently, and you'll have dais, two different opinions. And then again, that will be mutter, because that's going to be different. Now the Gemara says, Igadami, some say it in reverse, that they wanted to bring a raya the other way. The Tashema, we learned, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Shimon Gamliel said that two lodgers, they could eat on the same table. Zeb Basa was like, one meat and one milk, and we're not concerned. Vit, Ma'alam, we learned on that. Amrav Chanabai Ami Amrashmo, Lo Yishan El Shem Makirim Zezeb. We only said that if they don't recognize each other, they don't know each other. Av Makirim Zezeb, Asa, but if they know each other, then if one's eating milk and one eating meat, that would be Asa to eat on the same table. And therefore, the Gemara wanted to say, and therefore, here the husband and the wife, they recognize each other. They obviously know each other. And therefore, even though the fact that there's two different people, it still will be Aster, and therefore he cannot be sleeping in the same bed with her, in spite of the fact that they're both wearing clothing. To which the Gemara answered, as we said before, that no. Hasam deyis ikka shinu leka. There, by the case of the lodgers, where they both know each other, there's two different opinions, two different minds, so to speak. With the one who's eating meat and the one who's eating milk might remind each other. However, there's shinu leka, there's no deviation. In other words, there's no reason why they should realize that there's something wrong, because there's no what's known as a hecker, something different to remind them that, hey, I shouldn't be eating from that person. Hacha ikka deyis vikka shinu. However, here, where there's deyis, that is, you have a husband and wife, two different people, and there's shinu, something different, obviously, because they're both sleeping in clothing. Therefore, the Gemara wants to say that it should be mutter, he be big dove, who be big die, because again, it will not come to lead to dvar avera, because it's not like putting chicken on the same table as milk, or even two different people, where although there's, so to speak, deis, there's two different opinions, however, there's no shinui, and therefore there's nothing to remind them besides the two different people, which only has one benefit, maybe there it's also, when there's two benefits, which are two different people, and a shinui, that maybe there will be mutter for, so to speak, for both of them to be sleeping in the same bed with their clothing on. So the Gemara wants to bring Tashma, bring it right. Lo yechal hazavim hazava, mishum hergalaveh, we learned in our Mishnah, that a zav should not be eating with a zava, because it might lead to dvar veya, that the intimacy of eating together might lead them to, so to speak, have relations, which is obviously aser. A zava is not supposed to have relations with a man. So therefore, the Gemara wants to bring a raya that if eating together is forbidden, definitely sleeping together is going to be aser. And therefore, it should definitely concern us that it might lead to dvar veya. So the Gemara says, no, hachinam here also, it's not a raya. Because thereby eating, deis ikka, shinu leka. There, when they're eating together, so there are two different opinions. There's a husband and wife. There's the zava and the zava. However, there's nothing different because they're eating as they normally do. So therefore, there's only one benefit. Whereas again, the case of that we're talking about by sleeping together in the same bed, where there's deis, there's two different people, and there's shinoi, that they're doing something different than the norm. So maybe there again, it would be mutter, and it will be different than eating together. So Toshima, the Gemara wants to bring another ayah. It's a pasuk in Yecheskel that says, "Hel haharim lo achal," that upon the mountains he did not eat. And this, the Gemara in Sanhedrin explains it, that it means that he did not, so to speak, have panasa in the merit of his fathers, that he didn't have to come on to it because he's a tzaddik. So that's El Haharim, which means El Haharim to the fathers, to the parents. So El Haharim lo yachal, upon the mountains he didn't eat. Ve'enav lo yinasa el geluli beis Yisrael, and he did not lift up his eyes to the idols of the house of Yisrael. Ve'eshis re'eyu lo yitime, and that his friend's wife he did not defile. Isha nida leikarv, and to a woman that's a nida, he didn't come close. So therefore we have a parallel, the Gemara says, Makish Isha nida leishas re'eyu. It says together the concept of the isra of a woman that's a nida to one's friend's wife. And that is Ma'ishas re'eyu hu bebigdo vehi bebigdo asr, just like a person's wife, a friend's wife, will be asr if he's in his clothing and she's in her clothing. And that is because even yichud, even, so to speak, being secluded in one area is asr min ha-toyah, as the Gemara in Kedushin says, from a chicha ben imecha, we learn that from a pasuk. So therefore, it's definitely usher in one bed, even if they're both wearing their own clothing. Afesh they need the same thing goes for his wife. That's a nida that who be big da, but he be big da usher. That even if he's wearing his clothing and she's wearing her clothing, we learn that from that hekesh from comparing to his friend's wife that will also be usher. Shmamin usher. The Gemara says from the Azariah that when he's in his clothing and she's in her clothing in one bed, that will still be usher even if there's dais, even if there's a shinui. And that is where we learn that out from the pasuk of comparison to Ashes Re'eu to his friend's wife. However, the Gemara says that Upliga the Reb Pedas, that this halacha of Yosef that he learns up from the medrash of that pasuk that is going to be usher him in his clothing and her in her clothing in the same bed, that argues on the halacha of Reb Pedas. Dam Reb Pedas, because Reb Pedas said that loy usher Torah ela kurvish el gilai rais bovad, the Torah only forbade only a closeness of gilai rais, that is only if they're, so to speak, having mamish tashmish intimacy. However, every other type of kurva that's getting close, even the touching of the flesh, would only be midrabanan. And however, in this case where they're wearing their clothing, where they're not even touching the flesh, there even midrabanan we would not make a gzer. And that is, according to Reb Pedas, it would be mutter for him in his clothing and her clothing together in the same bed. Shnem, like it says in the pasuk, ish ish al kol she'er besar le sikru le galas erva, that every man to his close relative should not come close to reveal the nakedness. And that is, we see that it's only, so to speak, a gila of erva that's iser, and that's only regarding tashmish, but anything else would be mutter. And only with the abundant did they say that, so to speak, touching of the flesh is aser. However, when they're in the separate clothing, there for sure it's not a problem, and therefore we have a machlekes regarding the halacha of hu bebigda, behibi bigda, if they're in their clothing in one bed, if there would be mutter when she's in nida, if they could sleep together in that form. So now the Gemara brings a story related to this, to the extent about what is considered a kirva of gila rayis, of so to speak, this prohibition. So ula ki hava osim ebe rav, ula when he would come home from yeshiva, hava menashik luhu l'achvase abechidayu, he would kiss his sisters on their bosoms. And that is, that obviously he held that was not a problem of gila rayis. Ma'amri l'abeyudayu, some say that he kissed them on their hands. So the Gemara says, it points out an internal contradiction, because upligid the other day, obviously he's contradicting himself. Because the Amar Ula, because Ula said somewhere else, that fila shum kurva asa, that any closeness for an erva, which one sister is an erva to the person, is forbidden. And that a mishum lech lech amri nazir, because we tell the nazir, that we tell him to go away. In other words, we don't come close even to the wine, that a nazir is forbidden these things. Schar schar, go around, lekarma le tikrif, don't approach the vineyard. In other words, don't even come close to the situation where you might come to drink wine. And that's the same idea, that even any kurva, any closeness, which is obviously that you cannot touch, so to speak, a sister, and to kiss in different areas, that would definitely would be forbidden. So it seems like Ula contradicts himself. So Taisus says, how do we resolve that? If he himself said that it's usher to have any closeness to an erva, and here he goes and he's kissing his sisters. So Taisus says that he knew about himself that he's not going to come to hear her to have, so to speak, impure thoughts, because he was a totally righteous person. As the Gemara Ksubis and David Zion says, that Rav Adar Bar Hava, that he would place the women on their shoulders and dance. And the Rabbanan asked them, what could we do? So he says, if it seems to you like a beam, then fine, but if not, no. And therefore, he said, the Taisa says that the Gemara didn't bother to be marach over here, why he did that, but that's obviously the idea, that for him, it wasn't a problem about coming close, like, so to speak, we're concerned about a nazir, that he might come close to the vineyard, might come to drink, because he wasn't concerned about himself, he was a purely righteous person, but for everybody else, definitely should stay far away from any gilai arayis, from anything that brings close to, so to speak, an isur d'arayis of gilai arayis. Related to this topic, the Gemara brings a story. Ton devel yo, we learned that Maiser B'Talmud Echad was a story with a certain student from the yeshiva, Shoshana Harba. He learned a lot of Mishnayis, V'Kara Harba, he learned a lot of Chumash, V'Shimish Talmud Chacham Harba, he was Meshamish Talmud Chacham, he learned a lot of Gemara. He was there and he served many great wise sages. Umeis B'Chatz Yamav, he died half of his days. He died at a very young age. V'Oysa Ishtoin, they tell his tefillin, and his wife went and took his tefillin. And she went around to all the shuls and all the base medras. And she said to everybody, it says in the Torah, because it is your life and it is what lengthens your days, which is a reference to Torah. So Bali, Shoshana Harbe, Vakarab, so my husband, who learned a lot of Mishnayis, learned a lot of Chumash, he was a big Talmud Chacham. Vishimish Talmud Chacham Harbe, and he went to, so to speak, serve under great Talmud Chacham. So why did he die in half his days? In other words, she stumped everybody. No one had anything to answer her. Because, so to speak, it should have lengthened his days. There's a big Talmud Chacham. So, Pamachas Nisarachti Etzla. So, this Tanna from Devel Yo, he says, one time I visited this woman. She was telling me this whole story. How could it be? How could Hashem have done such a thing? V'amarti la bit, and I told her, my daughter, b'mei nidusha mahu etzlecha. During your days when you're in nida, in other words, all the 7 days from the first re'iyah that you saw, which is for 7 days that is a halacha of nida, what was he? Well, how did he accustom himself to you? So Amali Chasar Shalom, she said, God forbid, I feel a bit etzba ketana lo nagabi. Even with his tiny finger, he didn't touch me, because that's the iser of touching a wife that's in nida. So then he continued, b'mei levunecha mahu etzlecha. During the days of your white days, which is, for example, if a woman is a zava, that she has to count 7 clean days from when she stopped seeing a flow of blood, and then she has to wear white clothing that, to be able to check to see if any blood, so to speak, was flowing, to see, and that would stop the counting, and then she would have to count over again. So during those days, what was he by you? So she said, ochel imi v'shasi imi. So he ate with me and he drank with me. V'yashin imi b'kiriv basar, and he slept with me with the flesh touching, that is, without clothing. V'lo'oysel daita al davar acha. However, he never had a havim, never thought for a second about the other thing, in other words, to have intimate relations. And I told her, Baruch HaMakam Shehargah, Hashem should be blessed that he killed her. And that is Shalei Nosa Panim LaTorah, because he did not show the proper respect to the Torah. And that is Shariah, Mater the Torah, says, Vel Isha Benidas Tumaso Loitzikarev, it says that to a woman that has the Tumah of Nid, you should not come close. And that is that until she comes in the water for Tefillah, she's considered an Alochas of Nidah. And that is, we remember from Tia Benidas, that she should stay like that until she comes into the water. That's how we learn the Torah's Kayanim. And therefore we see from there that he shouldn't come close. And here he is, he's sleeping with you in the same bed and actually touching, so to speak, the flesh. That was definitely Issa of Lisa Karv, of coming close to a woman that's a Nida. And therefore it was fitting that he dies, because he was not Mekayim this halacha. Kiyash Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came, he said, Ama mita chadahavya. He said that it was one bed, it was a very wide bed, and they didn't even touch the so to speak, each other's skin. And that's why he thought that was mutter, and even that is asr, because an Allah sleep on the same bed when she's in nida. And the Marav Amri in Eretz Yisrael, they said that Amr of Yitzchak by Yosef, Siner Mafsik Beinoy LeBeino, that there were knickers, that there was a type of short pants that separated between him and her, and that's what she was wearing, and that's from the waist down. And even with that, so to speak, which was interposing between them, still, these were all situations that are held that are usher for a nida, and therefore, he was fitting to die, although he, so to speak, was Mekayim, such an old attire and such a big Talmud Chachma, because he was not Mekayim this halacha of nida, it was fitting that he die. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Ve'elu min ha'alochas she'amr ba'aliyas Chananya b'chizki b'ngar, and these are the halachas. These are the laws that were taught in the attic, in the upper chamber of Hanani ben Chizkiah, the son of Garan. Sha'alu Lavarka, that they came to visit him. Nimnu, they were counted. V'rava be'sham v'sel. And at that time, when they came to visit him, the opinion, the students of Beishamai outnumbered the students of Beishil. And therefore, v'yudches dvarim gazer b'abayim, in 18 different decrees, they made that day because they made a count and they saw that Beishamai was the majority. So then, for these 18 halachas, they followed the opinion of Beishamai over the opinion of Beishil. So the Gemara discusses this, that the Mishnah says, Ve'elu. Amalei Abayla of Yosef. Elu Tanan, did we learn in our Mishnah that Elu, that these are the halachas that we're going to say? Oy Ve'elu Tanan, or there's a say, and these are the halachas. And that is, the Gemara explains, Ve'elu Tanan, does it say, and that these are the halachas? Hanu Damar, that would be going back on the things that we said in the previous Mishnah, all the different Yisuri Drabbanan that we said, regarding, in other words, we said, Lo Yefala Es Kelev, a person should not delouse his garments on Shabbos, he should not be reading to the light of the candle. That would be if we says, Ve'elu, Oy Elu Tanan, or is the proper Gersh Na Mishnah saying that these are the things that were enacted in that attic, Debe'in L'mem L'kaman, for the things that we're going to tell you soon. And that is, if we say Elu, it's going on the following, that is, as what it says in the following Mishnah is, that you can't soak things and die, and all these different gezeiras that were instituted. So that's the question, is it going back on the previous Mishnah of Ve'elu, or is it going back on the coming Mishnah is of Elu? So you must have Toshma from a Brisa that says, Ein poilin la'oraner, that you can't allouse your clothing on Shabbos to the light of the candle. Ve'en korin la'oraner, you can't read to the light of a candle on Shabbos, because you might come to tilt it. And these are from the halachas that were taught in the upper chamber of Chanani ben Chizki ben Garan. So the thing says, Shemamina ve'elu tanan shemamina, as our Gersa and our Mishnah is, that and these are from those halachas, which goes back on the previous Mishnah that we learned, that those are also included in the halachas that were taught up in the attic of Chanani ben Chizki ben Garan. So now the Gemara discusses who was this great personage of Chanani ben Chizki. Turn around, we learned the Braisa. Mikas of Megillas Tainas. Who wrote what was known as Megillas Tainus? And that is because all the other Mishnais and Brises weren't written at that time, because it was forbidden to write it, because there's halacha that Devarim Shebal Peh are not supposed to be written, and Devarim Shebechzav are not supposed to be said orally. And only at a later time was there a hetter for Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi to go ahead and write down Torah Shebaal Peh. So therefore, there were certain things which are written just to remind the person, which was known as Megillas Tainus, to know the days which are forbidden to fast. And that's why it's called a Megillah, because it was written as a Megillah in a Sefer. So the question is, who wrote this, so to speak, this Tanoic statement of Megillas Tainus? So Amr, they said, Chananya ben Chizki v'sayate, it was Chananya ben Chizki and his comrades, that they cherished the troubles. And that is when they were finally redeemed from their troubles. The miracles that were done for them were very precious to them to continuously commemorate it, to, so to speak, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they would write the days of the miracle to make a Yom Tov for it. And that's what it says, Ilun Yoimin Deloy Le'asanoabain, these are the days that we don't fast. That's what known as Megillas Tainus. It was the Sefer of written of all the different days when you're not allowed to fast, because to celebrate the miracles that were done in it. So that was Chananya ben Chizki that wrote it. We also cherish the troubles that we're redeemed from. What can we do? For three reasons we can't celebrate all the miracles. Because one is, because if were we to write all the miracles that for all the troubles that we redeemed from, we wouldn't manage, because there's so many of them constantly, we wouldn't be able to make a Yom Tov out of every single one of them. Another reason is because an imbecile does not get attacked. And that is, nothing bad happens to an imbecile, to a shaita, and that is, he doesn't recognize what happens to him. So to speak, like they say, ignorance is bliss. That is, so nothing bad happens to a shaita. So to all the miracles that happen to us, we don't even recognize what's happening. That's a second reason why we wouldn't be able to make, so to speak, a yom tov out of everything that happens to him. And davaracha, third pshat, is because im basar hames margish b'yizemel, the flesh of a dead person doesn't feel the scalpel. And that is, this, so to speak, we don't recognize anything that happens because we're, so to speak, we're dead. Emotionally, we're dead. We don't realize it. We don't feel it. And therefore, we can't celebrate it the way they used to. So the Gemara asks, is that true? But Rav Yitzchak said, Kasher rima lames kemeched bebasra chai, that worms are painful to a corpse, to a dead person, like pins are to the flesh in a live person. Shanem, like it says in Pasuk in Iyev, Ach besoroi olov yichiv. However, his flesh was pained over itself, and that the soul mourns over itself. And that is that we see that the flesh is pained over itself, that what happens to it bothers it, and the soul mourns over what happens to itself. So therefore, how can we say that, so to speak, they're like dead flesh that doesn't feel anything? Here we see that, so to speak, the worms that happen to dead flesh, that it does feel it. The person feels what happens to his body when it's decomposing in the ground. So the Gemara says, it means that the dead flesh in the living person does not feel what happens from the scalpel. And that is, by someone that's living, if let's say something was burnt, or let's say he got hit there, in other words, there the nerve endings were already damaged, so he doesn't feel anything when they cut off from there. So that's the idea that it was saying, that we, of course, we're living, but so to speak, our nerve endings are, so to speak, numbed already. We don't feel anything anymore. If we're put in pins, we're not going to feel it. Therefore, we don't celebrate anymore because we don't have the same appreciation anymore. We're not, so to speak, emotionally cognizant of the miracles that Hashem does for us. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda Merav says that Barim, in truth, Zocher Oysa Ha'ish L'Tah, we have to remember that man for the good. And that is V'Chananya Mechizkir Shemaya, as we mentioned before, this great person that was known as Chananya Mechizkir, Shel Malihu, because if not for him, Nignes Sefer Yecheskel, the Sefer Yecheskel would have been buried. And that is because Shal Yudvar of Seisen Divri Torah, the words of Sefer Yecheskel contradicted the words in the Torah. And for example, it says in Nevelo Trefa Lo Yoichla HaKahan, that the Kahanim are not supposed to eat Nevelo Trefa. What do you mean? And it's mashba that Yisrael Jews, regular Jews that are not Kahanim, could eat Nevelo Trefa. And similarly, it says that so too, V'chein Tasta B'Shiva B'Chaydush, and so too you should do on this 7th of the month. Where does it say this carbon in the Torah? There were many different contradictions from Sefer Yecheskel to the Torah. Sama'a, so what did he do? Heluloi Gimel Meis Garvi Shem, and he brought up 300 barrels of oil. And that is both for the light to be able to learn by and to use as for sustenance. For Yosher Ba'aliyah V'doshen, and he sat up there in his attic and he expounded the halachas to make different drushes of the Gemara Menachos on Daf Mem Hei says that because many different things that he said that it's really talking about different type of situations. For example, the case of Nevela was talking about a Malika of a Chatzis Oif, and therefore they had to warn them about the Malika of Chulin, which is Nevela, that although they're allowed to eat something of Malika in the, for Kachim, but they can't eat it of Chulin, that's what it says, that the Koyin can't eat Nevela Trefa and the like. And therefore, he, so to speak, we have to remember him for good, or else we would have buried the Sefer because it seemed like it contradicted the Torah. Now the Gemara goes back and says, "V'shmoyin asadav gazri." Seven on Mishnah that 18 different decrees were made that day in the attic of Hananiah ben Chizkiah. So the Gemara wants to know, "Mayin ninu shmoyin asadav?" What are these 18 things? So the Gemara first brings a Mishnah that talks about 10 different things that are sheni and that can, so to speak, make truma possible, because truma could become up to a shlisha. As we know in halachas of tumah, there's something called avi avos, which is the, so to speak, the grandfather of tumah. Then there's a ava tumah. Then there's a rishon, a sheni, a shlishi, and a revi. Chulin could only become a sheni, truma could become a shlishi, and kachim could become a revi. And that is, so to speak, every time it transmits the tumah, it gets to a lower level. So we learn the Mishnah as follows. So now we learn the Mishnah. Elu poisonous at truma. These things rendered truma unfit, and that is because these 10 things that we're going to say are sheni latumas, and therefore they can make truma unfit. That is, it can make truma into a shlishi, but that's it. Truma can't go past a shlishi, so it can only transmit it one time, make the truma unfit, and that's where it ends. And these are the 10 things. Ha'oichel oichel rishon. Someone that eats something, a food item that's a rishon latuma, and that is really minat taira. A food item cannot make a person that eats it impure. Besides a nevela of a oiftar of a kosher bird. However, nevela of a behemah not, as the Gemara in Masechtas Nida says, that it, when it refers to a bird, it says a type of thing that only has a tumah only with its eating, which is that's the case with a bird, it only makes the person tummy when it's, so to speak, in its throat. However, that excludes anything else that has tumah before it's eaten, which is all types of kosher animals. And definitely, an oichel rishon, so to speak, a food item that's a rishon l'tumah, that's not a avatumah, definitely it's not going to be a metama person. However, on that day, they were geyser that these things should be considered, so to speak, a sheni that can make something, that can make a person that eats it into a sheni, as the Gemara is going to explain later. So therefore, someone that eats a food item that's a rishon l'tumah, although min ha-Torah does not make him tummy, but min rabbanan they said that it will make him tummy, and therefore he can make, now that he's a sheni, because he ate a rishon that now made him a sheni, so he can make a person, he can make the truma into a shlishi. Similarly, v'hoichel oichel sheni, even someone that eats a food item that's a sheni for tuma, still it can make the person that eats it into a sheni, and therefore it can make truma into a shlishi, and that's from the same halacha, the same gzeir. And the third one in that trilogy is v'ashesem mashkin tmeim, someone that drinks beverages, liquids that are tamei, the same idea that we made that the person is going to become a sheni, and therefore he can make truma apostle into a shlishi. The fourth one is v'habo roisha v'ruba b'mayim shu'uvim, an individual that his head and most of his body came into water that was drawn, into drawn water. That is either a shower or in a bath, if at least his head and most of his body came into drawn water, that would be that if after he went into the mikvah and he, so to speak, immersed himself in his tumah, and then he went into this mayim shuvim on that same day, that's going to make him a sheni, and therefore he's going to make truma into a shlishi. Next one was v'tar shenafla al reisha v'ruba shlishi lugu mayim shuvim. Then a totally pure person, that is, that wasn't impure, and that he went to the mikvah to immerse himself, and then he went to mayim shuvim. Even a regular person that wasn't tamei, if it fell on his head and most of his body, three lugan of drawn water, he also becomes a sheni l'tumah. V'hasefer, and a sefer, which includes all kisvei kodesh, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, and all those things. If a sefer, if one of the kisvei kodesh, let's say a sefer Torah, touches truma, it's going to make it into a shlish. It's going to make it possible. Vayadayim, and hands, that regular hands before they were washed in Tilas Yadayim, will also be a sheni l'tumah. V'hatful yoyim, and somebody that was immersed himself that day, but he has to wait till shkia until he becomes tahar, that person is considered a sheni also, which the Gemara later is going to ask, that a tful yoyim, as he's called, is a halacha deraisa, that he's a sheni and will make truma apostle. So why are we considering it in the things that are, so to speak, a gzeira that we said are going to be asr? V'oichlim v'hakelim, these are two different things regarding food items and utensils, shenitmu b'mashkim, that they became tummy through beverages, and the Gemara later is going to explain what type of beverages made these food items and the kelim tummy, those things will become a sheni, and therefore they can make truma into a shlishi and make it possible. So those are 10 different things. And now the Gemara wants to know, mantana, who's the one that said these 10 things that are a sheni, and these are gzeres that we made that they're a sheni, and therefore they can place the truma and make truma into a shlishi. Who said these 10 things? So the Gemara says, regarding specifically ha'oichel oichel rishon, ba'oichel oichel sheni, that we said that the first two things were that someone that eats a food item that's a rishon, and the food item that's a sheni, that mifsel pasli, that it's going to make truma into a shlishi, that is, it's going to make it pasl. However, that truma that became pasl cannot go ahead now when it touches other truma to make that pasl, because a shlishi is the end of the line, and that is tumuah, and we continue on to the top of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, tumuah lemitamu. However, we didn't say that if it's a rishon or a sheni that it's going to make truma tame, that is, in other words, to make the, if let's say we say that it's a person that ate a rishon, that we're saying the person becomes a sheni, and therefore when he, so to speak, touches the truma, he's going to make the truma into a shlishi, that it's pasul, but not that he makes the truma into a sheni, that if it truma is a sheni, it could go ahead now make another truma pasul, because then it goes up until, if it transmits up until a shlishi. So who's the one that said that no, it's not going to make truma into a sheni, that it can make another truma into a shlishi? Rather, it only makes it makes the truma into a shlishi, and that's where it ends. It's pasul, not tame. Tame always connotes that it could transmit the truma further, versus pasul that says that this is the end of the line. This is not good, but it won't go ahead and transmit the truma later. So Amar Abba Bachan Rabbi Shuhi, it's the Tana Rabbi Shua. The Tana is learned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Leza Oimer Ha'oichel Oichel Rishon. Rabbi Leza says whoever eats a food item that's a rishon, he himself becomes a rishon. And therefore, he can make the truma into a sheni, because he's a rishon, now that he transmits, it goes down one level into a sheni. And then that truma could go ahead and make another truma, pasul, into a shlishi. V'oichel oichel sheni, if someone eats a food item that's a sheni, so then he himself becomes a sheni. And therefore, he's going to make truma pasul, but it's not going to make a tummy, therefore, because it's not going to transmit it any further past the shlishi. Oichel shlishi, if the person eats something that's a third level tumma, which is, so to speak, the end of a line for truma, so then the person that eats it becomes a shlishi. And that is, so now he can't make truma pasul if he touches it, because that would make it into revi, and the truma can't become a revi. But kachim, he would make pasul. As the Gemara Chulin says, that kachim goes up until revi, and the Gemara explains this opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. Therefore, Rebbe Eliezer is definitely not our Tana, because he was saying that regarding a rishon, that if one eats it, one becomes a sheni, and one becomes a rishon, and therefore he can make truma into a sheni. And our opinion says that if you eat a rishon, then you become a sheni, and you make truma into a shlishi. That is the Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Rabbi Yeshua says, ha'oichel oichel rishon, ve'oichel sheni, either one, whether one eats a food item that's a rishon, or a second degree tuma of a sheni, the person becomes a sheni. And that is the Gemara over there in Chulin explains, that we find that a sheni makes a sheni through beverages, through mashkin. That is, a mashkin, even if they're a sheni, they become a rishon. And whatever the mashkin touches now becomes a sheni. So also over here, we were machmer by a sheni, that it can make someone that eats it the same level of a sheni. So therefore, when you eat a rishon, you become a sheni, because it always goes down the level. So you become a sheni. Why, when you eat a sheni, do you also become a sheni? Because we find a similar type of a chumrah with regarding liquids, that although they're a sheni, they become a rishon, and then they can make a person into a sheni, that we find that the mashkin get the so to speak, it stays the same status quo. So here also we said that a sheni can become a sheni. Shlishi, Rabbi Shua says, are sheni l'kodesh, the ain't sheni l'truma, that therefore it could become a sheni for the halachas of kodesh, but not for a sheni regarding the truma, because shlishi is already past where truma can acquire the tumah. And that is, if someone eats a shlishi, his body becomes a sheni, in other words, it goes higher level, back up to sheni, regarding the halachas of kodesh. And the Gemara explains, because this person that's eating a shlishi is regarding chulin that was made with the tahara level that's required for the halachas of truma. That was how the person accepted upon himself. And the tahara for those that eat truma is, so to speak, almost regarding like tuma for those that eat kodesh, because it's different levels of sanctity, and it's, so to speak, they're less careful for truma than those who are careful for the level of kodesh. And therefore, his shmira, that keeping it, that he knows how tahara it is not considered a shmira for the halachas of kodesh. And therefore, we're concerned that when this person is eating this shlishi, is really a rishon. And therefore, the one that eats it is becoming a sheni. That's why regarding kodesh, we consider it a sheni, but it's not a sheni, but truma, as the Gemara says, b'chulin shenasu ataras truma. That was in reference to someone that's eating chulin that was on the level of tahara for those that eat truma. In other words, where do you ever find chulin that could become a shlishi? That's only because chulin usually ends at sheni, a second level. That's when you're eating chulin on the level of tahara of truma, which is applicable up until a shlishi. Because regular chulin, again, doesn't go up to there. So therefore, we're saying that the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yeshua, that he says that if someone eats an oichel of rishon, that he, and similarly, oichel sheni, that the one who eats it becomes a sheni. And therefore, the truma that he's going to touch is going to become pasul and not tamei. That's the Tana of this Mishnah, and that's this is so to speak the opening to find out what's going to be the 18 different things that we mistooken that we say regarding this halacha about the 10 different gezeiros that were made. And we said that is the Tana, is Rabbi Shua, that he says that when one eats a rishon of something that's impure of tumah, he becomes a sheni. And unlike Rabbi Eliezer, who says that if someone eats a rishon, he himself becomes a rishon, and therefore he wouldn't just make tumah pasul, he would make it tameh, because then it would become a sheni, which could ultimately make another one pasul and make another tumah into a shlishi.